Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Hello, welcome to Wisdom Wednesday, December 13th, 2017. Steve Cypress here, reaching down for the Rhino of the Day. It is this very cool, fluffy, soft, stuffed rhino. And I should look at the tag here. It is from the Conservation Collection of the Wildlife Artists, Inc. in the year 2000. So we have a pretty much an adult rhino here, about to be at the age of 18. And as usual, it is perfect for me because it says, not for children under 3 years of age. And I'm clearly not under 3 years of age. So this toy, perfect for me, the plush rhino of the day. And even though the eyes are kind of big and clear, rhinos are well known for rhino aficionados to be practically blind. And that is the subject of today's Wisdom Wednesday statement. It is from the theologian and scholar Erasmus from the Renaissance, so about 500 years ago, when he said the famous line, if you haven't heard it, maybe not famous to you, in the kingdom or in the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. And so, oh, Jerdog is here and Julie Barkus is here. Good seeing you. And so what does that mean? Well, literally, of course, it means that if everyone around you or everyone in whatever area you're in has some kind of debilitating handicap, then all you have to do is not have that debilitating handicap and have nearly that handicap still, you would be the king. You'd be celebrated. So How does that apply to business? So in business, marketing a local business or marketing even an international business, as long as you have gone through the right steps and taken the right strategic exercises to figure out something different about you that you do or that you provide that your competitors do not, puts them all as blind or handicapped and you as not. And do you have to be light years better than your competition? No. That's the point of today's Wisdom Wednesday quote from Erasmus. You don't have to be light years better. You only have to be tiny bit better. In fact, you could have only one eye and you would say to yourself, man, am I handicapped? Life sucks. I have no depth perception. I only got one eye. I can't see anything on that side. I always got to turn to see it. Ooh, ah, woe is me. And then if suddenly you take a trip to some kingdom where everyone is totally blind, well, then what the heck? You would suddenly, everyone would bow down and say, like, holy cromoly, this guy can see. It's unbelievable. You can see unbelievably better than us. Well, that's what it's like marketing your business when you do it right, when you use the wow strategy or even see, you don't even have to use the wow strategy perfectly. This is the point. I'm urging everyone to get out of the realm of perfectionism. As small business owners, we tend to be perfectionists because when it comes to our craft, to the doing of our business, well, we tend to be perfectionists. If we are a carpenter, man, of course, we want to sand that thing down till it's perfectly smooth. It's not like, oh, I just kind of sort of sand it down and, you know, I don't even measure before I cut, not even, you know, measure twice, cut once. The heck with that. I don't measure at all. I just kind of wing it. And, you know, we don't do that. And if you're an attorney, you don't say like, oh, I'm in court tomorrow. I won't even prepare an opening statement. I'll just wing it when I get there. Or, you know, I'll just, I'm interviewing the witness. I'll just think of something to say when the witness comes in. You know, of course, we're all always getting better at our craft. Here's the good news. When it comes to the marketing of your business, it's almost undoubtedly true that your competitors, especially if you're a local business, they are all completely blind. They are completely doing garbage, as likely you are, if you have not yet followed my guidance and you're not using the wow strategy, you're not doing any smart marketing, then you also are completely useless. Pretty much if you can, you know, take every website of all your competitors, and if you just change the names and the phone numbers on the different websites and the logos, all the rest of it is the same. Oh, we've been in business this long, and we do X, Y, and Z, and ABC, and we're licensed and bonded, and we're locally owned and operated, and all the same crap that everyone says. You're all flying blind. And the good news is, when you're all blind, there's X number, still X amount of money being spent on whatever your products or services are at any given time in your marketplace. So there's X number of jobs being handed out, and if your marketing just sucks the same as everyone else, then I guess it's all just split evenly. Or then you go to this SEO stuff. Whoever's crappy website comes up on top of the Google search, well, they're likely to get the first call. And so if every website is crappy, all you got to do is be the first one they call. Place the biggest ad in the yellow page, or have a big billboard right where the cars are going, or have a big sign in the middle of town, or get your website ranked number one. All that kind of stuff is great if your marketing sucks the same as everyone else, if you're all equally blind. But watch what happens if you somehow have a miracle operation and you regain your sight in just one eye and start to do anything that I teach at all. I've been recording daily Facebook Live videos since March, and it is now December. So it is about three quarters of this year, and some of them, of course, I'm just having some fun. It's not necessarily business related, but got to be at least two or three a week that are great business related tips. So over the 9 months, it's about, let's just lowball the whole thing and say 30 weeks, two good tips a week is 60 tips, 60 things, 60 things you could do in your business. Now, if you actually follow the Rhino Daily blog that's been going on for years, and Rhino Monthly Magazine been going on for years, there's tons more content. Or you can see all my videos that are up on YouTube, or God forbid you somehow get accepted to be a client of mine or get to any of my trainings or take any of my courses, well, then you're going to have tons and tons of ideas, strategies, tactics you can implement. Implement any of them at all, and it would be like a blind person suddenly having an operation or some miracle occurs and they regain sight in only one eye, where all your competitors are still totally blind. If that's the case, it's incredibly easy to basically scarf up all the business and just absolutely dominate your marketplace. And that's why I get such spectacular results for my clients. I don't have to be some unbelievably expert magician, fantastic, unbelievable marketer that I am. I could be fairly crappy. That's what Erasmus is saying. You could be crappy. You could be handicapped. You could have only one eye and really be suffering, until you look around you and see that nobody has any eyes. So hopefully it's a little pep talk for you. If you're wondering, where do I start? What do I do? The answer is, do anything at all. And not to mention, it's contagious, as anyone would tell you. So if anyone's here and wants to put in a comment that even if you're watching on the replay, that people can see on the replay, that if you remember back, if now you're doing some smart marketing, you're following the WOW strategy, you're doing some smart things, do you remember the time where you first took the first steps and you did the first thing? Sent out your first well-done postcard? Made your first recorded call that went out? Changed the first thing on your website to be something smart? Put out your first smart social media? Anything at all that follows what smart marketing is? And do you remember how you could not believe how quickly and how great the results came? That's for doing one thing when you're brand new, you don't even know what you're doing. That's how it was for me. So that's how we can get infected. And then you get motivated by the results to constantly keep doing new things, learning new things, finding out new things. And then if you're like me, you just go all hook, line, and sinker. I mean, for years, traveling to all the events and buying all the programs and reading all the books and being in all the mastermind groups and investing in one-on-one coaches and group coaches and getting, you know, holding my own events. So the teacher always learns more than the student. I always had to prepare lessons and always stay way ahead and read all the materials ahead of my clients, or when they're asking me a question about it, I have to go in and study them and read them. So I just went whole hog at it until now it's second nature. I can look at anyone's website, business card, brochure, social media, anything at all, and I can see where there's tremendous opportunities to very quickly make a ridiculous amount of money fairly easily. Well, you can get to that point, but you got to start by doing something. So the next time you're thinking, I don't know what to do, and gee, I can't do it as well as Steve, and it's not going to be perfect, and you know, gee, I don't want to, you know, push send on that email until it's perfectly written and with it. Understand that your competitors are likely to be completely blind. Now, unfortunately, if you do have competitors that are doing any kind of smart marketing, of course, it can still be done. You can still dominate the marketplace, but you got to really get on your game, or almost undoubtedly get someone who knows what they're doing to help you at the very least, if not do your marketing for you. But if you happen to be, as most small businesses are, in an area in your industry where all around you people would watch any of my videos and go, wow, never heard of that. Wow, that's interesting. That's a good idea. Then good news. Do anything. Do anything. Just get that one eye open. Okay, be totally handicapped, and as you would see it, if right now you went down from two eyes to one, you'd say, oh, woe is me, I'm totally handicapped, I only got one eye, compared to the blindness all around you, go do it. So that's the business application of the quote, in the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. And we saw it in, we're seeing it in politics. I mean, we certainly saw it last night in this special election in Alabama or wherever it was, where the unlosable election for the conservatives or the Republicans have won this thing forever, and everyone's, you know, there's like 2-1 Republicans in that state, the Democrats, and somehow they managed to put up a Republican candidate that lost because he was so despicable as a human being. I mean, shades of Hillary. I mean, ever since Hillary, that's the last time we've seen a candidate who just by the sheer force of their horribleness as a human being can lose an otherwise unlosable election. I mean, they are just sitting there completely blind, completely miserable, completely horrible candidates, this moor, just like Hillary was. And so along can come someone that nobody really likes and nobody really wants to vote for, and this Jones guy wins the election, or Trump wins the election. Why? Because their competition totally unbelievably sucked beyond even possible thought. Well, that's how it likely is in your business, that you and all your competitors, likely your marketing all completely sucks and is horrible. The good news is, do anything at all. So much easier. In fact, the light years, you can't even compare how much easier it is for a business to cure itself of horribleness in marketing by just doing something. Good luck to Roy Moore or Hillary Clinton, you know, ever undoing their decades of horribleness as human beings. That's not as easy to do. I don't care if they have, and they, at least in Hillary, because she had all the greatest political, you know, people and machine behind her, and the most money ever raised in a political campaign, and all the celebrities and all the PR expert and all the everybody. She even had an ex-president that she'd married, technically married to, in Biden. And she either didn't listen to any of these people or didn't do what they said or whatever it is, but just could not overcome her total blindness, her total suckiness as a human being, as a candidate, and lost an unlosable election. The good news is, as a business owner, you don't have to just sit there and go, wow, I suck, and there's no way to turn it around. Like, you can turn it around like that. Just do something. Just get started. Mark my words. And let me know, by the way. I love to hear great news. Just let me know. Yes, I hear it all the time. Steve, I finally did something, and holy cromoly, it worked unbelievable. I can't even believe it. What should I do next? I love to get those messages. So looking forward to get those from you. That's it for Wisdom Wednesday. Dave is here. Good seeing you. And I will be back tomorrow. We're going to have some fun. I'm going to share a little, it's not a distant throwback on Throwback Thursday tomorrow, but I'm going to throw it back with a throw. Here's a little hint. And I will see you back here. I hope you'll join me then for Throwback Thursday. Thanks for the likes. Thanks for being here, Jared Dog, Julie, and Dave, and I hope to see you tomorrow on Throwback Thursday. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.